to the.
It's more like stating the obvious, or.
I don't.
But there boils down to common sense, but.
Okay.
I could agree with having only that one paragraph, that the aircraft would be available to the owner operator of the airplane 24/7. But I don't think we need to get into specifying how much space, you know, for each individual airplane or the footprint of the airplane.
No, there's no reason for that.
None of that kind of stuff.
I mean, if Rick tells you, look, like, my airplane, I'm gonna not be flying for the next 6 months, I'm gonna put a new set of wings on it. I'm not gonna be leaving. If it's locked in, it doesn't matter.
But let me ask you something here. According to this definition then, does that make Skip Jones an aircraft storage operator then, where he's not before?
Well, he has been before. It's just we haven't had the standards to apply in that case. But yeah.
Is that going to, that could change his whole position here then? I mean, if you, as an aircraft storage operator, I mean, his hangar wasn't built for the purpose of storing airplanes as a business. It was built to store his airplane, and
right.
Then
and he has his lease, same as Larry says, he can use it for any aviation purpose, which, you know, right. Commercial aircraft storage is one of those purposes.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my concern is that you're redefining his existence here, I guess, on the airport.
Well, we're defining the whole argument we went over last time.
I know.
You're defining your
concrete, man. And he's an aircraft owner.
Yeah.
I don't think we should get into it. I mean, that's a personal. He has leased that property from the airport, whether he had intentions of renting or not renting, to help subsubsidize his asset.
It's allowed within his lease.
And it's allowed within his lease. I don't think we should get into it.
Okay.
That's my feelings. I don't know if there's strong feelings any other way, but that's, you know, I don't think we need to over-regulate, my opinion.
I agree. That's what I was concerned with there.
Anything we regulate is going to cause him to regulate you as a lessee and therefore probably impact you financially, and that's
I can see where Jim's coming from at one point, though, but in the light of encouraging, you know, the use of the airport, I'm going to make certain that anybody that's going to lease an airplane here, or that's going to, excuse me, rent space and rent it here, and keep an airplane here, which may be moving it here or storing it here, whatever, they are going to be able to get to that airplane 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want somebody here that's going to rent airplanes and then decide every other Sunday they can keep the hangar locked because their religion don't want them to make money on every other Sunday. You say something like that and make somebody mad and move away from the airport. So somebody that's going to rent, tie down space, hangar space or whatever, be available 24/7 to the aircraft operator or owner.
And I was just saying that can be worked out between the person renting the space and the person that is has the ownership of the lease.
That's kind of understood with Skip's operation, that it is open 24/7, and you have a key, your personal key, to get in and out.
Yeah.
Well, there's another hangar on the airport that, you know, the owner of the hangar and the person that was renting space weren't getting along, you know, and the locks got changed, and some other things happened, and...
But is that on us to regulate that?
I think that's between the renter and the landlord there, the owner.
But when they figure out whether the sheriff has arrest powers or not, they can go to the sheriff, get in their hangar, and get the airplane out.
I knew somebody was going to bring that up tonight.
I mean, if you're happy with being silent, I can live with that. Just
anybody that's not happy, please speak now.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. The only thing I would add would be 7.1.2 would be that the aircraft be available 24/7 to the operator owner.
What do you mean?
I just don't want to get into the regulation of it. I mean, if I rent space from you, Larry, and you don't let me get there, me and you are going to have a conversation.
That based owner is going to get upset and possibly move the airplane away from Georgetown, which we don't want to do.
But that would be, you know, we're not going to stop that. I mean, if I go to, if we have that in there, and you, I can't get to my airport, I'm just using a scenario here. I can't get to my, you and I are going to talk. You and I don't get along after a few talks, and I go to Jim, we're